Well, I'm Gary Schultz, president of the Citrus Research Board, headquartered in Visalia, California.
And tell us what the purpose of this meeting is and who called it.
Well, when the Citrus Research and Development Foundation's chartered report that was produced by the National Academy of Sciences was released this last year, one of the recommendations was that the funding agencies for HLB research ought to take more of a systems approach to that situation. And so Tom Buick of USDA, the NIFA funding organization, he really took the initiative of starting to contact all of us different funders and saying, you know, we ought to get together and talk about what this means and how we could impact that. And so here we are today.
How do you feel you're coming along? What has been addressed, and are you going to achieve this goal?
So we've got about 25 of us in the room, several of us from each organization. Some organizations can make commitments pretty much on the spot within the guidelines that are already set up for themselves organizationally, and then others need to go back and have discussions with their board. But in terms of the framework of how we can work more together and collaboratively and communicate better with each other about what's going on, I think there's been some really good things discussed. I think there's a potential for us to be on a much more regular communicative basis, perhaps fairly regular conference calls. Perhaps a document that can be put together, a very simple document that can be circulated to the research community, the researchers, about each of our independent organizations' priorities so that they know what their best chance is for approval of where to send it. We talked about collaborating on the priority process, that each of us will still retain our own local control on what are our priorities, but then we'll stay connected with each other so that if a researcher in some part of the United States has a particular type of project, you know, that we can refer them to that other agency. And then one of the ideas that came up is that every 2 years there's an international research conference on HLB. It'll be in Riverside in March of 2019. But perhaps in the off years, that's an every other year conference, perhaps in the off years we all collaborate on a one place, one time, where all of our funded research can be presented for all of us and our growers that we represent to be in a room, those that choose to come, to hear the progress that's being made. And so there's been some really good ideas.
But nobody giving up their own authority, like your research board, to fund projects you want to fund. It's a collaborative effort, but not giving up your own authority.
Right. I mean, it's you give a little to get a lot, and the giving, I think, that you're going to see here in the end. If we go down the road 18 months and then reverse the clock back to this day, the giving that's going to be given is a little bit more transparency of the process that's going on, a transparency in advance of research priorities, disclosure of names of researchers that we're circulating information to, and those sorts of things. So I think, you know, in the best interest of the entire industry in solving HLB, I think this is good stuff.
Any other thoughts on that front?
Well, sure. The one thing I told my board before we got on the plane to come back here is that I guaranteed them that the one thing that we would not be doing is opening up a brand new bank account and everybody dumping their own money in there. When it comes to local control, the priorities for the California grower are the priorities for the California grower. And the assessment dollars that we're responsible to those growers for, those assessment dollars need to be spent on those research projects that are those priorities. Likewise, in Florida, my counterparts at the CRDF, I think I can speak for them that that's exactly where they come from as well. So we're identifying those things, information and coordination that we can work together, but it does not impact what we're trying to do for our growers back in our home regions, except for advancing to the solution of HLB.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.